Today at the Vatican, Pope John Paul II welcomed Cuban leader Fidel Castro. It was the first meeting ever between the two men, both of whom were shaped by the Cold War. John Paul accepted Castro's invitation to visit Cuba, an implicit sign that Cuba has already agreed to the unusual conditions set by the Vatican for a papal trip. NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports from Rome.
St. Peter Square was under very tight security this morning as Castro's 16-car motorcade screeched over the Roman cobblestones. A machine gun could be seen poking from the sunroof of an Italian police van. Beyond the Vatican walls, Castro was greeted by a contingent of Swiss guards in their traditional Renaissance uniforms. Vatican television showed footage of the 76-year-old Pope looking frail in his white robes, welcoming the tall Marxist leader who is only 6 years his junior. Vatican spokesman Joaquin Navarro said Castro bowed slightly and said, "Your Holiness, this is a great honor." The two men then withdrew to the Pope's private study for 35 minutes alone, speaking in Spanish. Later, Navarro gave reporters a general rundown of the private audience.
There were questions concerning the normalization of conditions of the church in Cuba, and in general, the role of believers in the national life were examined during the talk.
Navarro said the conversation took place in an open and clear climate, but he would not be drawn into specifics about whether the discussion had covered human rights in the Caribbean country. Shortly after coming to power in 1959, Castro, who was educated as a child by the Jesuits, nationalized 350 schools, expelled hundreds of priests, and declared Cuba an atheist state. Despite some recent concessions, including permission to open a Catholic charity office, Castro's favorable comments today about the church were unexpected.
President Castro stressed to the Holy Father how he appreciates the role and the activity of the church in Cuba, mainly in two areas of education and public assistance and welfare.
The Vatican conditions for papal visits are that the Pope can have open-air masses, travel anywhere, and meet anyone he wants, conditions long resisted by Castro because of the danger they posed of triggering a mass movement against the regime. So the biggest news was that the Pope had accepted Castro's invitation to visit Cuba, the only Latin American country he has not visited in his 18-year papacy. Navarro said the date has not been set, but there is strong speculation that it could take place in October when John Paul is scheduled to travel to Brazil. The spokesman added that both men said they hoped it could take place next year.
When President Castro was about to leave, he said, "Your Holiness, I vividly expect you in Cuba, or to meet you in Cuba in your next visit." The Holy Father accepted that, and he said, "Bring with you my blessing to all the Cubans."
Navarro was asked whether the Pope and Castro had discussed the 34-year-old U.S. embargo against Cuba, which, like all sanctions, the Vatican openly and vehemently criticizes as hurting only the vulnerable.
This specific topic was so clear before the meeting that there was not need of any elaboration. It was so clear what is our position and what we are doing on this area that nothing more was needed.
While John Paul wants to see the church play a role, as it did in his native Poland, in Cuba's eventual political transition, Castro sees a papal visit to Cuba as a means of breaking the island's international isolation. As a commentator on Italian state TV put it, Fidel Castro, atheist and a man who eats priests for lunch, is forgetting the past and looking to the future by going via the Pope. This is Silvia Poggioli in Rome.